So this kid has laryngotracheobronchitis, also known as croup. Vignettes, if they say a seal-like barking cough, truthfully, way too easy. They're not going to say that on USMLE. They might say horse cough or strider instead of seal-like barking cough. But either way, this is laryngotracheobronchitis or croup, and the treatment is nebulized racemic epinephrine. Answer can also be observation slash supportive care. If the USMLE is not going to box you into a situation where you have to choose between observation and nebulized racemic epinephrine, they'll give you a scenario like this where you're forced to pick an actual management, and it's nebulized racemic epinephrine. So observation will pretty much always be the answer for RSV bronchiolitis, in contrast, and ceftriaxone will be the answer after intubation for epiglottitis caused by Haemophilus influenza type B. In contrast, cefotaxime will be the antibiotic after intubation for epiglottitis if the kid's under the age of six. Ceftriaxone's over the age of six. Okay, so those are both third-generation cephalosporins. And then ribavirin and palivizumab, those are almost always wrong answers for RSV bronchiolitis. So ribavirin, it's an RNA polymerase inhibitor, also inhibits IMP dehydrogenase. Palivizumab inhibits F protein, which prevents syncytia formation for RSV bronchiolitis. Once again, those two drugs, almost always wrong answers for RSV. You're just going to observe. For croup, laryngotracheobronchitis, you're going to do nebulized racemic epinephrine if you're forced to pick a management. And then cefotaxime is epiglottitis under the age of six after intubation. Ceftriaxone is epiglottitis over the age of six after intubation. Okay, that's it.